Thank you for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. The sermon is based on the lectionary readings for this Sunday. To stay connected to Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check out our website. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
Grace to you and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus to Peter, nope, don't forgive seven times. Forgive 11 times. Now, when we hear all these lections, this day is definitely supposed to be laser beamed, focused on forgiveness. But if we are you and me, living this day now together, then as for me, I think thanking God for forgiveness is more in order. We've got a ton of forgiveness to thank God for, among us, through us, behind us, in front of us. Last night filled me up with the givenness of you. So I'm not at all about forgiveness today. I want to say thank you, God, for this day of givenness. Okay, there's a little bit about forgiveness I got to get into. I would just like to say that the first day I came to worship with you 7 years and 4 months ago, we sat right back there somewhere and the service started and the parade came in with gazillion confirmands and baptizees and their families. And forgive me. I thought, drat, it's confirmation. We've all been there. All those people affirming their faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that takes so long. And those billions of what look to be very loud little babies for baptisms. Grrr. Loud, long. For I did not yet care about you. Just faces in a crowd. So forgive me that beginning. Then the processional hymn ends, and somewhere from out of the bowels of the front part, somewhere, but I could not for the life of me figure out from where, came a disembodied voice. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm thinking, this place is crazy. Where is the dang celebrant? Does anybody remember where he or she would have been? Well, okay, good for you. We all do. We live through it. Tucked away over there somewhere. So, and now what are you supposed to say? So this disembodied voice goes, blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That was pitiful. Can you do that one more time? And all right, now's the hard part, confirmations and baptisms. This will divide the men from the boys. There is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now you kind of lost it on that. One. That's what that last part is. And you have helped me know that in here. Oneness. That first Sunday, I never could get my eyes and ears adjusted to where things were going to come from. But we were sitting near Emily Levitt, who I didn't know from Adam's house cat, but I noticed she had a really good haircut. And so the peace came. And Carol and I said peace, and a few people said peace to us. It was an okay peace passing. Not great, but okay. But when I turned to Emily Levitt, I didn't even say peace because, forgive me, I didn't care about her or any of y'all yet. I just said, hey, I've just moved back to town. Who cut your hair? And she looked at me quizzically and said, well, peace be with you. But then she told me Jennifer's name, for which we may all be eternally grateful. Believe me, it could be worse. Then John Porter, who was our priest in charge, introduced me, and I stood and I waved. Probably I used my Queen Elizabeth wave. Elbow, wrist. All right, let's see if you can do it. Elbow, wrist. Pretty good. And y'all sort of smiled blankly, but politely. And forgive me, this is hard to tell you, but it's the truth. I actually had thought y'all would kind of swoon that I was here. The swooning did not happen. It didn't. Really, nobody much even came over to speak to us after the service. I, who had been a reigning princess for almost 10 years at All Saints, and a pretty much beloved rector for 10 years almost in East Tennessee, the first woman rector up there in them there parts. So forgive me, I thought I was kind of a star. And you didn't seem to know I was a star. And really what I learned is you're not much into stars. Even the people here who are stars out there, big shots out there, aren't into stars. And I've grown to love that. You had been through some things over the months before I came. And truly, I think you were just kind of wanting to say your prayers. No stars, no princesses needed. And so I had to figure out how to be not a princess priest or a star priest, but a parson priest. That's the oldest name for priest in the English language, parson, which is to say person. So I started again here as a person priest. And I absolutely do not need to forgive you for that. I was born again here, grounded, strengthened, deepened, renewed. I learned anew here the wisdom of humility, and I truly believe T.S. Eliot was not whistling Dixie when he wrote, "The only wisdom we can hope to acquire is the wisdom of humility." It's endless. So the years have gone by, haven't they? And now you are not faces in a crowd. You are friends in Christ. Now, I'm not a stranger, and really, I don't think anybody who walks through these doors is a stranger long, for we have claimed and we live into the ministry of radical hospitality. In Henri Nouwen's wondrous phrase, we claim and we live in simply free and friendly space where all are hosts and all are guests and all are home. That is here. That is here. Once a long time ago, my parents invited Carol and me and our kids to stay in a house they had rented for a month or so in a wildflower meadow outside of Taos, New Mexico. Down the road was another house, a building, and I went exploring. I do love real estate. And the front part of the house was wide open. But there, zooming and whizzing around in the back of the great room and crashing into the huge windows, was a little tiny teeny hummingbird. I think not much more than a baby. And she flung herself, and she crashed, and she tried to get to the light and the air and the freedom through the glass, but of course she couldn't. And when she exhausted herself and was crumpled in a heap on a sill, I came close to her and cupped my hand over her and little by little scooped my other palm under her. So I was holding her in the palm of my hands. And I could feel her heart beat faster than the speed of light. I walked out the front of the unfinished house just like she could have flown out if she had just seen the way. And I opened my palms, and she got hold of herself. She got hold of herself. And she steadied for a moment and then rose up and flew off. I felt like I was part of a miracle. And that is how it is with us. We claim a space here in this house, in the palms of God's hands, where by the grace of God, people can get hold of themselves. Not some mythic other people. We get hold of ourselves, and we get quiet and steady and buoyant and full of giveness. And then we show each other the way. The way is always there, always open. And we watch each other rise up. So truly, we help each other fly. The strangest thing has happened this summer. There on the 28th floor on the terrace outside our bedroom has come to visit a tiny hummingbird. For real. Actually, three hummingbirds come to feed and they fight each other, but one of them actually kind of lives there with us, perching in a kind of viney place, shady place, most mornings and most afternoons. She is the teeniest, tiniest of all, and she is a sitter, a dreamer. I've never seen a hummingbird sit around so much. She reminds me of me. a companion of my spirit. I think maybe she is a sign that it is time for me to remember I am always and everywhere in the palms of God's hands, and to spend some time getting hold of my own self and venture the way out the house and rise up and fly around a little. I hate endings. I hate goodbyes. So let's call this a beginning. Let's call this hello. And when we think of each other, here's a new wave. Not Queen Elizabeth at all. Let's call it the palms of the hands of God wave. And this will be a sign among us all the days of our life. Everywhere we are together, for God holds us all in the palms of her hands. So not goodbye. Hello. Hello.